You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. This year, the Scottish Council for Voluntary Organisations are hosting in person their annual gathering at the SEC in Glasgow. Haggai, the campaign's group for blind and partially sighted young people in Scotland, are teaming up with Guide Dogs to offer an interactive experience for delegates. And we have three very special guests joining us today to tell us all about it. Beth McMushy from the Scottish Council of Voluntary Organisations, Heather Valentine from Guide Dogs, and Rachel McMuchy, who is one of the organisers of Haggai. Thank you all very much for joining me. So Beth, we'll come to you first. For anybody who's not heard of the gathering, what is it? Tell us a little bit about what it is and why it's so important.
Yeah, I'd be delighted to. So the gathering is the biggest kind of get together for the voluntary sector in the whole of the UK, actually, but it's primarily focused in Scotland. So as you said, it takes place at the SEC. It runs over 2 days. So this year it's the 15th and the 16th of June. And it's a huge event. We usually get about 3,000 people in total across the 2 days. We take one of the great big hall spaces at the SEC and also lots of the smaller meeting rooms, and we run about 80 different events. So SCVO, who I work for, convene the gathering, but the events are all run by individual charities, community groups, social enterprises, voluntary organisations. And it's really a place where we can showcase the amazing and inspiring work that the voluntary sector does, but also have a chance to get together, to network, particularly after the last 2 years. We're delighted it will be in person this year. And there's lots of, you know, policymakers and people that we may want to influence there as well. So it's a great event. It's free for delegates to attend, and anybody who either works, volunteers, or has an interest in the voluntary sector is very welcome.
And it sounds like this year is going to be bigger and better. I mean, we've got an interactive experience from Haggai and Guide Dogs. How important is that to you to have people engaged in it, and it be interactive?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really glad that we've been able to broaden out the kind of the interactive elements of the event this year. So we normally have a big exhibition and lots of people come along and run their own sort of immersive experiences as part of that. But this year we've taken the decision not to do the exhibition, but to make the networking space bigger and provide a better atmosphere for people when they come along. So we're delighted that there will be these immersive experiences that Haggai and the RNIB are going to run to give people a little bit of that experience of what it's like to be at the event and experience a visual impairment. And we'll also have things like mindfulness. There'll be some art experiences. There'll be quiet spaces for people who are finding the size of the event overwhelming after so much time working in our bedrooms. So there'll be a whole load of different things going on. But yeah, we're delighted to have that more inclusive element with the RNIB in Haggai this year.
Now, Heather, tell us a little bit about the interactive experience. Guide Dogs and Haggai working together. What's the plan? What's the interactive experience going to be?
Yep, so we're really excited to be working with RNIB Haggai to do this interactive experience. So we're trying to raise awareness of sight loss and the challenges that people with sight loss face. So during the experience, Guide Dogs will be doing some sighted guiding, so blindfolding people and letting them be guided around an obstacle course to see what it feels like to navigate the world with sight loss. And I believe RNIB are raising awareness of voting and accessible voting for people with sight loss.
What was it about? Why did you choose to highlight guiding in this particular way? What was the decision behind that?
So Guide Dogs have many other services as well as Guide Dogs. Obviously, most people know us because of our amazing dogs, but we also have other services, one of which is our My Sighted Guide service. So that was a service that was set up to provide a different type of support with people that are living with sight loss. We match up sighted volunteers with our clients, and they go out usually once a week and do different activities together. So it's to promote independence and get people back out in their community. So we do have a waiting list for that at the moment due to the pandemic, so we're really keen to promote that service to people and to promote volunteering as well. So we'll have lots of people on hand on the day to chat to everyone about the different services that we provide for adults and children as well.
We're also joined today by Billy Hendren, who is a member of Haggai and will be at the event in June to share his personal experience. Thanks very much for joining us, Billy. So why do Haggai want to be at this event?
Well, one of the things that I've always been passionate about is campaigning for the rights for partially sighted and blind people. Haggai are very excited to be part of this gathering. Haggai members, what yours truly, will be sharing our experiences of what it's like to be blind or partially sighted in Scotland today. We hope that the two interactive experiences will help people understand some of the barriers that we as blind and partially sighted people face. We also want to raise awareness of the need for blind and partially sighted people to be able to vote independently and in secret, because it's not always possible. At the council elections and at any election, I've always got to have my mum at my side to help read the voting paper and to help me make sure I'm crossing the right box, because there had been occasions when I've nearly voted for the wrong candidate. We will also share their experiences, pardon me, I've been guided. Haggai members hope to meet and network with a lot of people across the 2 days to share more about our campaign work, because a lot of stuff about guiding, etc., hasn't always been shared. There hasn't been a lot of advertising, etc., about this, and the more that's done about this campaigning, etc., the better.
And you mentioned there that Haggai members and yourself included are going to be able to share your lived experience. Is that something that's important to you, to be able to show people what it's like to sort of walk in your shoes?
Definitely, yeah, because there's been experiences when I've actually been discriminated against, mainly because of my age. People think that because I'm 27 years of age, that people in their early 20s, early 30s, even in their teens, they can't be classed as having a visual impairment. They automatically think that they're taking the mickey, whereas I'm not taking the mickey. I'm genuinely blind. I'm genuinely partially sighted. And Joe Public need to be more aware.
And what do you think you'll take away from the experience of being able to be in that room full of important people and being able to share your own story?
Well, I've always liked having the opportunity to share my experiences, because people really need to understand, particularly elected officials, because parliamentarians and councillors don't understand how stressful it is for some people. Some days it's easy, some days it isn't.
And it's making a difference to people's lives as well, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Yeah. I mean, the more things like this are done, you know, campaigning, blah, 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 the more things like this are put out there, then the more it's going to make a difference.
Thank you, Billy. So this event will be highlighting and creating opportunities for sight loss charities to work together across the sector. Why is it so important that different organisations work together to tackle issues that people with sight loss face?
It's really important because obviously every charity has a speciality. So the services we provide, it's really important to us that we can signpost people to different services that are best for them. I don't know if Rachel has anything to add from RNIB's perspective.
Yeah, so I think from our point of view, it's about recognising the strengths of each organisation. So for us, accessible voting is a big priority right now, that people should be able to vote independently and in secret. And that's still not possible for a lot of blind and partially sighted people. But that also ties into the day-to-day experience of individuals who are blind or partially sighted, many of whom might have access to a guide dog or a buddy dog. So that's kind of one area where we kind of, although we're both working in the sight loss sector, each organisation has its own strengths. And I think events like The Gathering allows to come together to kind of showcase what the distinctions are between them, but also how we do work together for the same aim.
We are running out of time, unfortunately, but where can we find out more about The Gathering and maybe come along if we're interested?
Yeah, so we would be absolutely delighted to have as many people come along as possible. So if you go onto SCVO's website, scvo.scot/thegathering, from Monday the 23rd, that programme will be up and available for people to book on to individual sessions, but you can also just register to come to the whole event, turn up on the day and make the most of it. The sessions do fill up pretty fast, so if there are things that you're interested in, it's definitely a good idea to book on to them ahead of time, and we'll see everybody there hopefully on the 15th and 16th of June.
Great stuff. It sounds like it's going to be a great event. We'll be there to bring you all the latest news from The Gathering in June, but for now, thank you to all my guests for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.